Well, good morning. This is what we call the youth message on the online service, but it's really a youth message because we're all young at heart. Amen. And we kind of present it in a way that the youth can kind of maybe get a hold of it a little easier. And sometimes we as grown-up people need to have the gospel presented in a simple way sometimes. So I can't find anybody any simpler than I am to present the gospel in a simple way. Amen. Well, this is what we're going to do. We're going to look at Mark's Gospel, chapter 1, verses 14 through 20. And the subtitle of this scripture reading would be like finding the right people. Jesus had that problem when he first launched his ministry, and he was looking for the right people. So we pick up Mark's Gospel, chapter 1, verses 14 through 20, and it talks about the first disciples. Hear God's Word, New Living Translation. Later on, after John was arrested by Herod Antipas, Jesus went on to Galilee to preach God's good news. At last, the time has come, he announced. The kingdom of God is near. Turn from your sins and believe this good news. One day, as Jesus was walking along the shore of the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and his brother Andrew fishing with a net, for they were commercial fishermen. Jesus called out to them, "Come, be my disciples, and I will show you how to fish for people." And they left their nets at once and went with him. A little farther up the shore, Zebedee's son, James and John, in a boat mending their nets. He called them too, and they immediately left their father Zebedee in the boat with the hired men and went with Jesus. Well, may God add his blessing to the reading, the hearing, and the understanding of his holy and precious word. You know, when Jesus was alive here on earth, he had a really big job. Now, he was supposed to tell the whole world about God. That's what his mission was. And think about that. That's a huge job. I mean, no one could do a job that big all by themselves. So Jesus went out and found 12 men. And he asked them to join him in traveling around, preaching and telling people about God. And the 12 men that we call Jesus' apostles or followers all decided to help Jesus with his big job. They preached and they taught. They healed sick people. They loved sad and lonely people. And they gave food to the hungry. And they helped hurting people. Really big job when you think about it. But they all worked together to do it. Like a team, you know. There's still some people in this world who are sad and lonely and hungry and hurting. And who have never heard of Jesus. All God wants us to do is go out there, take care of those people, and tell them about Jesus' love for them. I know it's a really big job, but listen, if we can all work together, all of us who believe in the blessed hope of Christ, we can do it. And we need to pray about it to show that we can do. Now, there's always things in the gospel that we need to do, but sometimes you'll see things in the neighborhood or see things in the environment where you are. And I've run across a sign right down the road from where we are is a volunteer fire department. And on their little sign along the road, like we have the sign at the church, the fire department had a little sign on there and it says, "Members Wanted." And cool hat, sweet ride, no pay, odd hours. So, when the sign is saying that this volunteer nature of the job in its unexpectability, it's humorously played up to be cool. Well, think about this. Aspects of being a firefighter. Who wouldn't want to love the idea of riding in that big old red truck and the engine sounding and the ringing of the bell and the ding, da ding, da ding, or wearing one of the awesome gears that they have. It's more than that. Think about that. The local fire stations typically love their work, but they're volunteers, most of them. Now, like Mr. Travis, he was a firefighter at Tallahassee, and he was paid for what he did, but there's a lot of people that enjoy that kind of work and to volunteer. So there's volunteer firefighters, there's paid firefighters. But firefighters not only give themselves a sense of purpose, it allows them to exhibit goodwill towards others. It makes them feel like they're a part of the community and they can make a difference. But firefighters also tend to be communal, meaning they work together in little groups. They support each other, lift each other up, and the station provides a place for them to gather, communicate, sometimes sleep and eat. And depending if you're a paid firefighter, you live in the station for so many hours a day, and you eat there. Of course, not to mention the ad up on the top there, that thing where they're looking for volunteer firefighters. The ad doesn't mention that these are very dangerous aspects of the job. Actually, fighting fires is tough, but for most firefighters, the benefit outweighs the risk because they want to be able to help people. They want to be able to maybe save their property or help them get out of a burning house or something like that. But, you know, I was thinking, I gave you that information about Jesus, when he was looking for fishermen. And perhaps if he had a little sign along the road, this is what it would say. Fresh salt air. These are the benefits of the job. Fresh salt air. Stimulously labor. It's hard work. Long hours. Tedious work. And minimal results. Well, the life of a fisherman might have to include beautiful sunrises, right? And beautiful sunsets and some great thing happening every day. And maybe even getting a free fish dinner at least once a week. Well, it's also extremely tough. A job that requires infinite patience, a strong body and mind, maximum endurance. If you ever look down on the coast and you go down on the coast and you see how hard these fishermen work, the kind of net fishing that Jesus did, we can't do anymore. They've outlawed it. But Jesus' disciples practiced required what a particular type of person needed to drag those nets and pull them up. They had to be strong and muscular, and the intense hauling in and out of the water filled with heavy fish and all kinds of stuff that it catches. But not only that, but the linen nets were also tearing. So there was a lot of things, like it said in the scripture, they were sitting on the boat mending their nets and sewing them so that their daily chore could be completed expertly. And typically the nets would be cast out in the hours of dusk. We do know that Zebedee, mentioned in the scripture that I read, was a family fishing business. And they did quite well, because when James and John left to follow Jesus, they left their father in the boat with the hired hands. Now, those who could afford a crew like that were one of the wealthier fishermen of the day. But the fishing industry was gaining popularity in Jesus' time. Right on the Sea of Galilee, it was located with a lot of different trade routes. So there's people coming in all different times and casting their nets and fishing and selling fish, and they were constantly on the move. Now, the nets would be mended, and then they would go out and they would go again. But you know, fishermen in the Bible, Jesus talks greatly about them to be fishers of men. But there's a quote in the prophet Jeremiah gives us a clue. You know, Jesus is from the beginning in Genesis all the way to the end of the book of Revelation. And in the Old Testament, Jesus is revealed, but he's there. New Testament, he is revealed. But a quote in Jeremiah's prophecy, it says this: "Behold, I am sending for many fishers, and they shall catch them." Now, them in the scriptures are the lost tribes of Israel, because there was a lot of folks that was dispersed all through the area when the Romans took control of Israel. Then he goes on to say, "However, the days are coming, declares the Lord, when it will no longer be said, as surely as I live, who brought the Israelites up out of Egypt. But it will be said, as surely as the Lord lives, who brought the Israelites up out of the land of the north and out of the countries everywhere that he had banished them, for I will restore them and give their land back to their ancestors. But now I send many fishermen, and they will catch them. So we know what Jesus' mission was, including seeking the lost sheep of Israel. He had a tough job, and Jesus' mission was to bring people home, back to God, back to their faith. In order to do this, he really needed some help. That's when he was calling the disciples. And it's a wonderful thing to know that Jesus needs us in this day and time, too. The early church made up many kinds of disciples. Many of Jesus' motivated apostles came from the industry of fishing and embracing a mission. It's a tough job Jesus asked us to do and asked the early disciples to do. But it's also the best job in the world, sharing the love of God with others, making disciples. So as the world changes, and we change along too, each and every one of us in the church, not only Bethel, but the church worldwide, God's calling you to be an apostle. Who among you has the heart of a fisher, seeking the lost and the downhearted in Jesus' precious name? Jesus is forming a team, and he wants you to be a part of it. Amen. Well, I hope and pray you're having a good day. And Travis and Tina too, are again going to go to the Capital City Church of God for a youth meeting. I hope and pray that we can get our youth back together. And so keep tuning in. But we miss you, and we would love to have you come to church. Amen. God bless.